5:37, let's go to New York and visit with Derek Dennis from ABC News. And Derek, Say It Isn't So. They call themselves the place you can buy everything for a dollar. This sounds like a marketing nightmare for Dollar Tree.
Right. They have announced today that they will add a number of items to their store shelves that cost more than a dollar. Can you imagine? This is quite a surprise to some people, but not so much to others. If you've been to a dollar store lately, you already know that they already have many items on the shelves that cost more than a dollar. But still, Dollar Tree is known for those dollar items. And the CEO saying today, you know, this is not a departure. They're not going to change their name. And they're not doing away with their core value mission, which is to provide those dollar products. They're just adding to their lineup more products, more variety, some of which costs more. They're talking on average $3 to $5 more, not a whole huge difference, but still more than a dollar.
But from a marketing standpoint, I mean, you know, everybody grows accustomed to the way they hear things. Is there any indication how they're actually going to market this? For years, just saying, you know, everything in our store is a dollar.
Well, they have a plan. What they're saying is not only are they adding items that cost more than a dollar, but they're going to add another few hundred stores under the name Dollar Tree Plus.
Oh.
And that's where you'll find a lot of items that cost more than a dollar. They're going to use those stores as a way to say this is an extension of the traditional Dollar Tree stores that you've become accustomed to. We're going to have a lot of our products that cost more than a dollar at those stores, but also at traditional Dollar Tree stores. They're going to find and put on store shelves items that are a huge variety that cost more. And they say that they've tested this among consumers at their Dollar Tree stores. They put items on the shelves that cost more than a dollar, and consumers have gone for it. In fact, they've said to Dollar Tree that, you know, we like this. We like the variety that comes with a lot more products that may cost a little more, but Dollar Tree says the consumers have been willing to pay for it.
So they're saying that the reason for this increase is because of shipping costs, right?
Right. They're saying increased shipping costs due to the pandemic, but also higher employee wages. You know, a number of states across the country have raised their minimum wage amounts, and so that has trickled down to Dollar Tree, and they are passing that cost as expected onto the shoppers. But there is the other side of this that Dollar Tree is really pushing, saying, look, our consumers have been looking for and demanding and clamoring for a bigger variety of products on store shelves. They know that they cost more, and they say that the shoppers that have come into the stores for these test products have snatched them right off the shelves. And
yeah,
so there's a demand there. And this is where the consumer really is in the driver's seat, because if, for instance, these higher priced products stay on the shelves and don't sell very well, then Dollar Tree will be forced to maybe go back to the drawing board and maybe just go back to their traditional dollar products.
Yeah, great information. Always great catching up with you. Thanks for the time, Derek. We appreciate it.
All right.